And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
Hello, and welcome to Insight. I'm your host, Doug Randall. The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. With me today is Dusty Walder. Dusty is Director of Natural Resource Management for the Missouri Agriculture Experiment Stations and Superintendent of the Wurdoch Research Center. He is joined us today to discuss the decline of the monarch butterfly population and how MU's research centers are working to support and revive that population. Let's start with the decline of monarch population that has occurred over the last 15 to 20 years. What are some factors that have led to this?
Population has declined. If, however, we had a nice, concise, and clear answer to what caused that decline, we'd certainly address it. Habitat, though, is certainly one element, and that's an element that we can address by what we do on our agricultural research centers.
So is there something unique about monarch habitat?
Well, monarchs start out down in south central Mexico, and then early in the spring begin the migration pattern north. As they migrate, they lay eggs and begin the process of renewal. They require milkweeds to lay their eggs on and for the caterpillars to feed on as well. And so milkweed's an important component to that habitat, but then as they're traveling, monarchs require nectar sources for energy. So habitat does require a unique combination of blooming plants as well as the milkweed on which they raise their next generation.
So why should we be concerned about restoring the population? How is this important to us?
Well, we're looking at this from a couple different perspectives. Number one, they're kind of iconic in our nation. Additionally, the same plants that host the monarch are also good in what we call as pollinators. So those are going to host bees and other insects that will pollinate the crops that also feed the world.
What type of habitat is this that you're putting in?
We've gotten a mix of flowering plants as well as milkweed from two different suppliers here in Missouri to establish out across these 13 different research centers.
I hear you're planning to plant about 22 acres of habitat. How did this all get started?
Chip Taylor of monarchwatch.org gave a presentation, and then it fell to me to go out and identify how we could do our part to support monarch butterflies. Well, the habitat we're developing is very similar to what our pollinators would use. So the same insects that are good for other crops are going to utilize this habitat. But beyond the flowers and the forbs that are included, we've also added to this mix of plants milkweed, which is essential to the life cycle of the monarch caterpillar and butterfly. There's a lot that we don't know in terms of size, location, and spacing of plants, but each of us can build monarch butterfly habitats in our backyard, and farmers, though they might want to keep these plants out of the cropping systems, all of them have areas that they're either mowing or that are in conservation practices, and I think those can be seeded to these flowers and pollinators and milkweed to help with the monarch population.
So the milkweed on my property this year was devoid of any larvae for the monarchs. Is there some way I can get larvae that could help with this population, or what else can I do?
Well, number one, I think you can understand the life cycle and the timing of their migratory patterns. Secondarily, you can order larvae through monarchwatch.org. Monarchwatch.org provides milkweed plants, but if you already have milkweed plants, they will send you larvae, the caterpillars, that you can put on those milkweed plants and watch them raise into the butterfly.
Excellent. So can anybody do this?
Indeed, anybody can. There's great information that's coming out about backyard monarch habitats. If you'd like to plant some monarch habitat on a little 10-by-10 plot of your backyard, you can do that. As well, if you're an ag producer, I think there's some good information that's coming out on how to integrate that with other conservation practices so that you have both pollinators and also good monarch habitat.
Is there a particular seed that we need to plant to help this program along?
Well, there's two ways to look at this. If you're going to plant seed, you probably need to do it over the winter because it's got to be stratified, meaning cold and moist temperatures help break the dormancy of the seed. However, there are some companies that are also producing plants that are potted, ready to go out. So if you've got backyard habitat, you can you could purchase that potted milkweed or flower to go out in your backyard.
Well, that's it for our time today. I'd like to thank Dusty Wald for being our guest. For Insight, I'm Doug Randall. For more information on this topic or to listen to this interview again or an extended edition of this interview, please visit Kafner News. That's CAFNRnews.com.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.